Okay, and we are live. Hey everyone, this is Nicholas Roman, author and creator of Scratch Health, How to Create a Whole New You in 90 Days, here with my partner, Pedro Cruz, a.k.a., as you learned about last week, Protein Pete.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, Pete? What's happening with you these days?
Everything, man, you know, just out there working and, you know, just focusing on the health, buddy.
I hear you. Well, we're going to talk about today. Actually, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. And we got some serious stuff, some good stuff to talk about, I'm not going to go so crazy with the sound effects today like I did last week. So
I think the people love that, man.
Well, you know what it was? Is because I just learned how to do those sound effects yesterday. I mean, not last year, that last time. And I don't know how I did it. So I'm actually talking right now and trying to figure out. That shows you where I'm at as far as technology. But I can't find those sound effects to save my life right now. So we're going to leave that alone before I totally destroy this whole Hangout session trying to find some effects. But anyway, one of the things that I just kind of want to touch upon is the fact that, I found it.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I found it. As a matter of fact, let's start this off the right way. This is the Healthy Hangout.
All right.
Okay, so one of the things that I do get asked a lot of is, why do I spend so much time speaking about talking about mentals? And when I say mentals, I mean, you know, the mind, goal setting, a lot of heady stuff. You know, people kind of wonder, they say, when they come to the class to learn about the Scratch Health program, they read the book, they interact with me on some level, or they hear a talk that we do, they kind of want to find out, well, why is it that you guys are spending so much time? And although we speak about it all the time and we explain why, we still get the same type of, especially me, I still get the same type of, these same type of questions. So I just want to kind of talk about, here's why. Because I'm a big proponent in understanding how the mind works. And the reason for that is because I believe that you're either going to win or you're going to lose, and it all is going to happen before you even get started. You're going to win. Everything is based upon the brain. I mean, for anybody who's a big sports fan, I love to play basketball. I'm big into sports. And everybody who plays sports, especially if you played organized sports, you know, at some point or another, you know, your coach is going to tell you, you got to visualize the game being won. You got to visualize what your opponent is doing. You got to visualize yourself running up and down the court if you're playing basketball, catching the ball on the field if you're playing football. You really got to visualize yourself in the moment doing these things. Why? Because there's going to be a moment where that could potentially happen for real. And if you've already rehearsed it in your mind, it's just going to be automatic for how you respond. It's just going to be there for you. It's going to be waiting for you. Boom, you can catch the ball. You can make the shot because you've made the shot so many times in your mind. Well, it's no different than – here's my little lighting. How's that for my bootleg lighting system right there? Look at that. I just got relit. But it's no different. You can't really approach – trying to lose weight, trying to get in shape, trying to become more healthy, and think that you're going to find health in a bottle. And I believe that a lot of people do that. And the reason I believe that is because I see so many people ask me questions that just would lead me to believe that they think in that manner. They want to know what vitamin they should take, what pill they should take, what supplements they should take. Now, you know, that's a good topic we can get into and you know, probably a little bit later on. Supplementation, vitamins, things like that can help. Some of those things are great. But you know what? That's not what it's about. That doesn't matter. You can win without taking supplements. You can win without any piece of equipment. Fitness is not going to be found in the new perfect push-up you just bought or the new P90X program that you just bought. Those programs are fantastic. Those pieces of equipment are fantastic. They do absolutely work if you work them. But it doesn't really matter if you haven't made the decision, if you haven't really won the game or even started it in your own mind. Right. You follow what I'm saying? So what happens is people start to look for all these different things, as I am right now, trying to find that light source. There we go. Right? So they try to find all these different things. They try to find health in a bottle. They try to find fitness in some kind of piece of equipment. What they're really doing is they're looking for things. And that's where they make the mistake, because what I tell people is you don't, it's not the things that make the difference. It's understanding that you have to do certain things in a certain way. And when you understand that it's about doing certain things in a certain way on a consistent basis, right, it's when you start to see the results.
Right.
It's what Stephen Covey, who is a famous famous business manager, not business manager, but philosopher. He wrote some stuff for management. But one of the things that he spoke about was understanding the differences between practice versus principles. And I think that when people really start to get this in their head, especially when it comes to health, especially when it comes to getting more energy, getting in better shape, losing weight, whatever it is that they're trying to do, is that when you understand that it's about the principles behind what you're doing, that the practices don't matter. So what are practices? Well, a practice might be whatever the flavor of the month is, right? Maybe in the 70s, right, when Jim Fix was starting that running revolution, it was about aerobic running, jogging. Then maybe later on down the line, something else comes out. Right now, the big craze is CrossFit, right? So now everybody's up on CrossFit. It doesn't really matter what the practice is. The practice is just the act of doing whatever it is that you're doing. What's the principle behind that practice? What's the principle behind the exercises, the programs, the foods that you're eating, the ideas behind what you're using is where the principles are. And so, okay, so for example, aerobics, whether you're doing the running style or you're just doing walking, the principle behind it is you're using air. You're in motion, all right? Our bodies were designed to be moving consistently, to build up our heart, to build up our blood, to build up our oxygen in our system, right, to get the lymph moving. We have two or three times as much lymph as we do blood, and for that, there's no way for that lymph, which carries all the crap of your body and all the waste and to come out of you, there's no pump that pumps that lymph out of your system. You know, our heart pumps our blood, which kind of filters out through our arteries and through our veins, but there's nothing that's going to pump out that lymph. So what's going to pump out that lymph is our motion, which gets our body moving, which gets the lymph, the oxygen being brought into our air and getting that lymph moving through our system, breathing it out and getting all that toxic waste moving out of us, right? So that's the principle. The idea is that the principle is the motion to create the result that we're looking for to get through, which is, you know, the walking, the aerobics, however you do it. The practice could be any which way, whether it's walking, jogging, or any other form, maybe jumping rope. And I think that when you start to devise your health program, when you start to devise your fitness program around the actual principles of what matters, then you can always exchange and interchange the practices. And that's how you don't get bored. That's how you avoid those short-term results, because when you understand the purpose behind, and that's the key, is understanding the principle of why you're doing something. Most people don't really get the result because they have no idea why they're doing what they're doing. They understand the surface level. Well, you know, if I do some running, it's probably good for my heart. If I do some CrossFit, I see these guys are all jacked up. I'm probably going to get jacked up. But you know what? If you stick with it, you will. But they're not understanding why are they doing these things. And guess what happens? The minute any kind of adversity comes, the minute anything happens that's a little bit more uncomfortable than they're willing to deal with, then all of a sudden they don't want to do those things anymore. But if they understood the principle behind it and they understood that you have to do certain things in a certain way for a certain amount of time to really get what they're looking for, more and more people, you would see more and more people losing weight. You see more and more people staying in shape. Because how many people do we know personally that they drop the weight, they get in great shape, and it's like flexing a muscle, right? They can only hold that tension for their bicep for so long before you just have to relax. Well, when you don't understand principles and you're just focusing on going from practice to practice and doing these different things that are trying to get you the result you think you want to get, right, it's like tensing a muscle. So you go from being overweight, now you get thin or muscular. But you're all focused, it's all willpower, it's all mental, you're driving yourself, it's like tensing that muscle, trying to keep at that weight. And after a while, you just burn out, you get tired, and you're like, man, this is so much harder than I thought it was. And when you just kind of relax it, you relax your brain, all of a sudden you start to add the pounds on because that mental muscle wasn't there, because there was not a strong enough why, because you didn't understand the principles. So all these different things, you can kind of understand how they tie into each other. Why I spend so much time. I can spend 90 minutes talking to somebody who the first time I meet, when we're trying to develop some kind of idea of how to get them back in shape, just in their head before we even talk about what they're going to eat, before we even talk about how far they're going to run, where they're going to, if they can do a push-up, any of that stuff, because it's all going to, you know, it's all going to be won or lost right here. And if this isn't right, this is why we spend so much time with our Scratch Health system. In the book itself, and for those of you who read the book or are going to read the book, it talks about a lot of what I talk about in these videos that we do during the Healthy Hangout, just consistently banging your mind. And another reason is because so many of us are just so conditioned poorly for so many things that you have to reiterate things to yourself all the time so that we can remind ourselves of what we need to do and how we need to do it and really condition that mind from being mediocre with our bodies, having a mediocre lifestyle with our bodies and our health levels, and conditioning the good stuff that we know or that we're learning so that eventually over time it overrides all the crap that we used to think about. So repetition is the mother of it all, and you got to continuously learn, continuously remind yourself, continuously hear these things. I mean, to this day, I know a lot about this stuff, not bragging, but I spent many years and a lot of money learning about a lot of this stuff. But you know what? To this day, I still buy certain programs from certain people. I still will attend seminars by who I consider to be certain masters and of certain fields because that's what they do. That's what they've devoted their life to. And I know I'm going to learn something from them regardless of how much I know. And it's the same for everybody. No matter where you are on the journey, whether it's the beginning, you're in the intermediate, or you're more advanced, the repetition, the learning, the consistency never stops. The doing the certain things in a certain way will never end. It's a lifelong journey, and when they start to realize that, I think that people really start to really make those distinctions and really make the changes that they're looking to make. But it all starts from understanding that certain things got to get done in a certain way and that you have to stick to principles. When you stick to principles, you can't fail. There's a saying, I wish I could remember the person who said the quote, but the quote was, you can't break principles, you can only break yourself against them. And it kind of like what that means is if it's, picture a rock. You know, if you got a big boulder, you know, and you're running at that boulder full speed, the boulder ain't going to break, you're going to break. Principles are the same thing. I mean, gravity always works. If you think you can jump off of a 10-story building with no apparatus, no wings, nothing, and think you're going to fly, and you got a sweater and some jeans, you're going to have a fun you're going to realize real quick that these principles are in place for a reason, and they always work, and you can count on them. But guess what? Just because you have gravity, you have all these other principles, there's health principles. There are fitness principles. There are principles for your heart and oxygen and your lungs and how our body is designed to work. And when you stick true to those things, you don't get caught up in the fad diets. You don't get caught up in the fad pieces of equipment. All these things are tools to utilize to get better, but you don't. But they are not the thing. They are not what's going to make the difference for you. It's understanding that foundation.
That's right.
So it's doing certain things in a certain way. That also leads into how do you even get to the point where you're wanting to do certain things in a certain way? Because I get asked that too. Okay, well, we understand now. We got some we're doing some practices. We want to get on principle. We want to get on message. We want to really do those things, but we're not motivated to do it. We can't get ourselves to consistently take action in that area. And you'll hear that from people who are either slim, who can't get to the level of fitness they want to get, or a lot of times from people who go through the yo-yoing up and down with their weight. And that all ties into goals, which is why I spend so much time talking about goals and mentors as well, because practices, principles, goals, that's all a part of the same thing. That's all a part of that ground level floor that health and fitness is all about. Before you even get started in health and fitness, if this is not established, you don't have any foundation to step up from. And if your foundation is weak, like any house, it's going to crumble at some point later on when the pressure gets too much. As you add things into your house, the pressure gets so much that eventually it's going to crumble in that foundation, which is why people go back to the way they used to do things. Especially as you get more advanced, it's like, man, I can't take all of this. It was so much easier when I was 20, 30 pounds overweight. It was so much easier when I was just a skinny guy who couldn't do a push-up because I didn't have to think so much. So how do we get focused on goals? How do we get laser focused on our targets? Number one is you have to have some goals. I mean, that's just – I would think that that's level one. You have to have some kind of ambition. You have to have something you're shooting for. you got to have reasons why when it gets tough that you're going to stick to what you're doing. So the thing that you really want to do is you want to start getting yourself some goals. And we'll talk about how to do that in just a minute. I want to kind of shoot forward and then come back to that. So you want to get some goals, but I want to flip to the flip side of that, which is not only having goals is what's important, but you also have to understand why you're doing it, which is part of your goals, but you also have to understand you have to do what I call going beyond why. Because have you ever noticed, Pete, you ever talked to somebody and especially in class when you're training them to fight or you're putting together a program for them, and you ask them, well, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be a boxer? Why do you want to be a martial artist? Why do you want to do any of this stuff? And they might tell you things that they have memorized. They even might show you a list. Man, look at this. I want to do this because if I get into shape, I want to get into, I can be there for my, you know, I can hang out with my kids a little bit longer. You know, I can do more things for my mom. And it's kind of like with the, and these things are really nice. And if you listen to some of these lists, it's like, hey, you'll realize these are great people. They got the reasoning behind their goals, they're great. They're great intentions, great goals, great whys. But at the end of the day, it's kind of just like almost like a nice list of showing you how thoughtful they are. But you don't really see that passion, or if passion is too strong of a word, you don't really see that hunger in them. It's like, hey, Pete, I want to do this because this, 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 and this. And you're like, okay, that's cool, but what else? What's gonna prevent you from quitting when we're doing a test and you got to do 200 push-ups in 30 minutes and you're on push-up 75, you're sweating, you got an instructor screaming in your face, and you're trying to hit this goal level, and you're starting to break down nervous-wise, right? What's going to get you pushed through all these different mental barriers, through these physical barriers, through the health barriers, when you know you're supposed to eat right today and there's a burger, yet your friend, you're with a friend and you got a burger in front of you and everybody's eating burgers and you break and decide to eat the burger versus doing what you know you probably should be doing. So what I tell people is you have to figure out how to go beyond why. How do you go beyond why? Well, what does it even mean to go beyond why? And this is how I explain it to people. And you tell me what you think, Pete. I want you, just anybody who's listening, especially Pete, you can see the difference of how it feels in the example I'm going to give, right? So let's say you're committed to becoming successful. We're not even talking about just health and fitness, just in successful and whatever success means to you. You decide you have me hold you accountable. You say, no matter what, Nick, you're going to hold me accountable. And I say, okay, bet, let's do this. We figure out the game plan for what you need to do to become successful. And I say, Pete, we laid it all down. We did the groundwork. We worked together. Here's your plan. You got the plan in your hand. If you mess up just one day, if you don't follow that plan just one day, if you don't follow through on what you're supposed to do on a daily basis, just one time, then the place that you kind of frequent the most, whether it's Barnes & Noble's because you like to read, whether it's Starbucks, whether it's the mall, wherever you like to hang out the most, right? You're going to go there. You're going to sit down dressed as a homeless man. You're going to put some dirt on your face. You're going to hold a cup up. And you're going to have a sign that you're going to write out, and it's going to say, I couldn't provide for my family, so I'm hoping you will. And you think to yourself, man, you just hear that. You're like, wow, okay, that sounds like a serious commitment. But some people would say, you know what, I'm all for it, I'm committed, let's go do it. And it sounds like you might be excited about it, but it also kind of gives you a little bit of room where you can, later on, if you flake off, you might say, who cares, it's just a day, I don't mind going to do that for myself one day, whatever. If I mess up, it's not the end of the world. You can kind of give yourself that little bit of leeway because it doesn't seem as bad. I don't know if I'm right or wrong in that assessment, but you can kind of see how you can kind of give yourself an out.
Right.
But what if I said to you now, Pedro, hey, listen, I'm going to flip it just a little bit. That same example, if you messed up just one day, you still got to be homeless. You still got to have the cup with the sign that says you couldn't provide for the family, so I'm hoping all you guys will provide for my family. But now you have to have your family, your kids, your wife with you, dressed as homeless people with their cups and their signs up as well. You can see, right? You can even feel that little bit like, whoa, wait a minute now. Now this is becoming a little bit too serious. You know, that little bit of anger that you get, or that little bit of indignation, like, hey, that's not going to happen. I'm not letting my family do that. I said, wait a minute, Pedro, you said you were committed, right? You were committed. We got to do this thing. So are you going to stick to it? So if this is something that you really want, Are you going to let a day go by now without doing what you need to do? It's not going to happen, right? It's just you're never going to accept that. Why? Because you don't want that your family to go through that pain. So when I say going beyond why, it's finding – that example might have been a bit much, but I was just trying to illustrate. It's just finding that thing that gives you that little bit of indignation, that gives you that little bit of anger, that gives you that motivation to say, oh, no. This is it. That's not going to go down at all. I'm going to go do what I need to do because that's not going to happen. I can't let that happen. It's almost like that emotion that you get for some people who are emotional, very emotional. It might be like a tear that kind of – you feel like that tears that welt up in the back of your eye because you have that love for your family. You have that love for your kids, and you're not going to let anything happen to them. Or that lump that you get in your throat just before you, when your emotions build up. When you find that, when whatever it is that you write down, whatever it is that you speak about or that you think about that gives you that feeling, that's what you're aiming for. That's going beyond your why. Because when you have that emotion, it's the emotion that gets you to where you need to go. It's not the list. It's the emotion behind it. That's how you go beyond why. Find the emotions that are attached to these things that you love that you will never let anything happen to. And when you can do that, you found out how to go beyond your why. And I'll promise you, if you do that, and now you apply that to a health regimen, a new lifestyle change of health and fitness, there's no way you're going to yo-yo and go back up to being 50 pounds overweight, 20 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight. It's just not going to happen because you've tied something so strong, so meaningful to it that you can't allow that to happen and hurt yourself or hurt someone else. Does that make sense?
Okay.
What do you think about – what are your feelings on some of this?
Well, I mean, that's just everything, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you don't have – you know, a compelling reason for you to do anything, your chances are you're not going to do it. I mean, we can see that all the time with people that have health issues. You know, I know a couple of people that have, clogged arteries and they have all these stems all over their bodies to make sure that the blood can flow so they don't catch heart attacks and things of that nature. And, for most of these guys and gals, they have to take, you know, certain pills to make sure that the blood, you know, gets kind of watered down so it can, you know, travel smoothly through the body.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that know that they have to follow a specific nutritional plan. Well, the bottom line is they're going to die. And these are still the same people that will go out and they'll eat all the wrong kind of food, drink all kind of alcohol, and live a lifestyle that's just counterintuitive to them having a long life with their family.
Right.
They don't have a why. They don't have a compelling reason. And it's, you know, some people says, oh, well, you know, if the person's going to die, then they'll change. But that doesn't motivate people. So, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. They got to have a compelling reason. They got to have something that pushes them beyond because, you know, the bottom line is you're just not going to achieve anything. And we see that, you know, we see it over and over and over again. People come to, you know, how it is. People come to us all the time. You know, they want to get in shape. They want to be able to fight until they get punched in the face. And then all that goes right out the window. And then they don't longer want to do it.
Right.
But they were there for the wrong reasons in the first place. And, I mean, we've seen that, you know, time and time again, guys that had, you know, tremendous, tremendous potential. But they were just there for the wrong reasons. But you know, I think one of the issues, Nick, is that we live in a society that it doesn't – how can I put it to you? Our society, you know, because I'm trying to say it the right way. It's like you're no longer rewarded, you know, for putting in the hard work. You know, everything has to be done now. So we live in this microwave society where, you know, why do I have to have the why? Why do I have to have this reason and then put in all the work when I could just go buy such and such pill and get the results that I want in the end? And I think that's kind of what's, you know, you see in not just, you know, our country, but it's all over the place. I mean, I was telling you, you know, about half an hour before about this article that I was reading, and they're talking about now that they, you know, they pretty much discovered this new fat called the brown fat, and they figured out that if they can get that thing to activate, it'll, you know, it'll be able to burn all the bad fats out of the body, and you know, with this new research that they've discovered, they can, you know, go out there and pretty much help people, you know, with the magic weight loss formula. And that's the issue that people are having, because at the end of the day, people don't want to accept And that's what it is. It's just because people aren't stupid. I truly believe that people aren't stupid. They're just unwilling to accept the reality. And that reality is that you have to work your ass off to get whatever it is that you want. And that's why there's so few successful people in this country. Not just financially, but in all areas of their life. It, you know, it takes hard work. I mean, for you to be in great shape, for you to be healthy, for you to be, you know, a top athlete, for you to be anything that you want to be is going to require a tremendous amount of work, and it requires a tremendous amount of discipline. And for you to be able to, you know, to do that, your mentals have to be in place. And a lot of people just aren't willing. They just aren't willing.
That was good. That was good
stuff. That's what I do.
You do this, and you could do this all day. I mean, we could do this all day. As a matter of fact, I can do it one more time. That one's for me. This one's for me.
You made my mind.
I get a double one. No, but you know what? It's true. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's just how it is right now. And I think people like us who are trying to share this message, I mean, we are not know-it-alls, but we are doing our best to share this message of just beginning to kind of understand your mind a little bit better. I'm no psychologist, I'm no psychiatrist, but I mean, you know, we got some good fundamentals because you can't reach certain things without, you know, having some kind of mental toughness. And we've achieved and we've done some things that have made us mentally tougher. And I believe that when you have a level of mental toughness that you should be able to teach that to other people, or at least show them how you got there, so that they can kind of follow a bit of the steps to harden themselves up mentally and maybe even physically and get themselves, you know, going a little bit better. But it all does begin and end with the goals. And like I kind of touched upon, I can't figure out what my lighting right here. It's just atrocious right now.
You didn't have a good enough compelling goal.
I think that's what it was.
You know, so you got that piece of trash lamp behind you. That's what it is.
So when I put it this way, it makes me look like I'm coming down from the heavens.
You're coming up.
Is that what it is? I'm gonna have to leave it this way because this is just what it is. But yeah, you gotta have some goals. So let's talk about that a little bit. I know we probably even talked about that in the last few hangouts. But you know what? You can never really talk about it enough because unless you're doing it, to know when not to do is not to know. That's my belief.
Right.
How many people we know exactly what they need to do? They know how to do it. They know why they should do it. They know when they should do it. And they still don't do it. Right? Because they understand it logically. They understand it intellectually.
Right.
But they don't got it in their body. They don't have it. You don't have it internalized, which means that they don't know it. Because when you really know it, when you really know something, you do it. You act upon what you know.
Right.
As a matter of fact, education, the real definition of education, comes from the Latin word, I believe is educo, which means to educe, right? To take from without, or to take basically to your what's the word I'm looking for? You detract or you take from something and then you apply it. I can't remember the exact phraseology, but basically what it boils down to is when you're educing is you're taking from something and you're just using it. So you're applying what you're learning. So when you're educated, you learn some information, you got some ideas, but what makes you educated and not just knowledgeable, which is a big difference between knowledgeable and educated. Knowledge is just the acquired the acquired knowledge. It's just the development of just gathering all this knowledge and having it on tap for memory purposes, for like tests and things like that. That's just knowledge. That doesn't serve anyone. That doesn't serve you. That doesn't serve your community. That doesn't serve your business, your job. It doesn't serve much because it's just, what's the purpose of it? It's just, for that, you go to Google or you go to Wikipedia. They got all kind of knowledge on there.
Right.
But when you're educated, you take these things that you learn, and now you apply it. And when you apply it, you're going to get a result. Whether the result is good or bad, you know what? People get so caught up on these what the desired outcome is, what that they wanted. And, of course, you have a certain idea of what you want. But, listen, you're going to get a result. It's either going to be good or bad. And you don't want to beat yourself up about it. You just say, look, I learned this stuff. I applied it. I got a certain result. I didn't like it. So you know what? I'm going to take the best. I'm going to leave the rest. I'm going to try it again. And if you keep doing that, you're eventually going to get to exactly where you want to get to. It's really not that hard to become healthy. It's really not that hard to get in shape. And it's really not that hard to get educated about being healthy. There's so much information out there that it's just overwhelming. All you have to do is just have an understanding of what it is you're trying to do. You go online, you can find a lot of the stuff, but depicting it is what gets tough, which is where people like us come in to kind of just try to lead people down a passageway, because there's so much information out there. It's like I say, Pedro, you know, we have an ocean of information, and you have people out there that are stuck in a sea of confusion. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. So what Scratch Health does, what the Scratch Health system does, and what we teach people is it provides them with an island of clarity in an ocean of just information that's just so big they can never get through it all. But when you have that island of clarity, people that are stuck in this sea of confusion can kind of find their way to the island and say, okay, man, that was crazy. What was all that about? All this stuff is happening left and right. They're doing this. They're practicing that. One person says, if you eat this, you'll live forever. The other person says, if you take that, you'll die tomorrow.
Well, who's this person that says that you live forever, and what is that?
Well, you think about it, right? How many books and programs are out there where they have the answer, right? It's the answer to fitness. It's the answer to health. And if you do this, it'll increase your lifespan. But then you have other books that contradict the book that you just read and says, hey, some books say the acid alkaline idea is the whole thing. It's like the holy grail of health, and that you should abide by that. There's some people that say that the acid alkaline idea has holes in it and that it doesn't necessarily make sense in its entirety. So what do you do? How do you know who's right? How do you know who's wrong? How do you know where that middle ground is, especially when you're a newcomer into the game and you're just trying to figure it all out? So that's what we show people how to do, is by having that island of clarity, just kind of educating people on saying, look, there's always going to be those two sides to everything, but you can find the best of everything. And you'll notice that there's a lot of commonality between a lot of things that are true. And you can utilize those principles like we speak about, because Scratch Health is totally designed around principles. And you can use those principles to get you to where you need to go. So going back to the goals, a principle in and of itself is goal setting, goal hitting, right? Not just goal setting, because goal setting for goal setting's purposes also serves no one, helps no one. So you want to have an idea of that you're setting a goal, but that you're also planning on hitting the goal. And the way you do that, now that I come back from going beyond why, to come back to the beginning, because it's all levels to this thing, going beyond why might be a second or third tier level. The very basic level is you got to get a list of reasons why. And you got to get a list of reasons of, like you said, what's the compelling reason? What do you want? What do you want from this thing? Why do you want to lose weight? Does it make sense for you to lose weight, gain weight, put on muscle, lose muscle? If you did this, what would happen? What would it mean for you? How would it help your family by you becoming in better shape? What kind of relationship would it provide? Would being healthy provide for you and your family if you got healthy and then taught your family how to be healthy? Right? All these different questions you can ask yourself, and the more questions that you ask yourself, the more reasons that you put on paper, the more empowered you become, because there's just a stronger emotion behind it. There's a stronger reason behind it, and there's just adding up the list, right? Because you think about it. You got this list, you put a line down the middle, and you have all these reasons why you should do something. And then you have on the other side all the reasons why you shouldn't. And if your list got 40 things of why you should and 2 things why you shouldn't, that kind of lets you know exactly what you need to do. It gives you that mental clarity, and clarity in clarity is power. Clarity is commitment, and clarity is consistency. So when you have all those three things, now you get results. Now you get power. Now you get the rapid type of results that you're looking for. You get the fitness. You get the health. You get the vitality.
That's right.
And that's what everybody's looking for. But the problem is that they're just starting in the wrong place. They're starting at the wrong side of this thing, and they're looking for a result that's all the way at the top, and they're starting from the top trying to work backwards. It's just they're not aligned properly. And when you're not aligned properly, you just won't get that result. So let me give myself one more round of applause.
Let me give you a thumbs up.
There you go. So I know there was a few things that you wanted to touch upon, you know, protein, Pete, and we're not going to be talking about protein today per se, but I know you got some things that you wanted to cover, a couple of things. So we're going to give you the floor just for a couple of minutes and some ideas that you might want to show, maybe something that you read about that I'm not up on that we can kind of talk about a little bit, and we can get into this further, this money talk. So it's got these good points. that you always bring?
You know, it's just what I do, you know. But, you know, just listening to what you were talking on, you know, what you were talking about and the points that you were, that, you know, you were hitting some, you did really good. And I'm listening to what you're saying, and I hope that people get the message, because, you know, it really is just everything. I think that if you're listening to, you know, to the Hangout tonight, and if you take out a couple of minutes and you really just put to use what Nick was talking about it, and just really sit there and say, you know what, I want to be healthy, you know, I want to change my life. Because, guys, the truth of the matter is, if you change your health, you truly can't change your life. I mean, we're talking about, you know, with health, you know, comes long living, comes more energy, you know, you'll be awake more. You can do so many things. You can, you know, even develop enough courage to maybe do something else that you were afraid to do in another field. I mean, I've known people that have gotten in great shape, you know, inside and outside. And it's funny, because they come to me and say, you know, I feel like a different person. You know, I'm stuck at this job. I've always hated doing this. You know what, man? I can go and I'm gonna quit that job and go do what I really wanted to do. And it's amazing how much you can do when you truly make a commitment to improve yourself. And I think if you follow what Nick said, you know, take out a couple minutes. You don't have to, you know, be there for 3 hours to do this. You know, half an hour, 45 minutes. You know, you sit there with you know, a nice little pen, little pad, and you just start thinking about the things that you want for your health. You know, for some of us, it's gonna be, you know, there's a lot of people, I know that there's people probably listening right now that are probably saying, you know, I'm not feeling good. I feel sluggish. You know, I lack energy. Well, then, you know what, for you, it's going to be like, well, you know, I want to be able to have unlimited energy supply. You know, I don't want to be sluggish anymore. I don't want to feel the way I'm feeling. For some of you, it's going to be like, you know, the summertime is right around the corner. I want to be able to go to the beach this time and just, you know, get that nice, you know, bathing suit or take off my shirt. And I want to feel good about myself. You know, for some of you guys, it's like, you know, I want to be able to play with my kids. Well, you know, whatever it is that you can come up with, guys, once you figure that out, I'm telling you, the process from then on, it becomes that much easier. Because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is this. For most people, this is what they do. And I know, because I've trained a lot of people and I've been working on all my life. What happens is this. Let me give you guys a scenario. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to pay whatever, you know, $150 a month. You're going to start working out. But for most people, and when I say most people, I'm talking about 70 to 80% of the people. You go to the gym. You have no idea how to use any of the equipment to properly, you know, get the muscles working and to get into to correct shape. So you're going to start using these machines. Most people I know, this is for a fact, they get hurt.
Yeah.
And most people never push themselves. So what you're basically doing is you go to the gym, you do these rinky-dinky workouts. You go jump on the treadmill for 10, 15 minutes. You're going to go home. A week passes by. 2 weeks pass by. 3 or 4 weeks. You're going to notice that you either lose no weight or you lose very minimal weight. And guys, if you think I'm full of crap, this happens all the time. Am I right, Nick?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
This happens all the time.
We used to make the joke about it when we would go to the gym together and we would see somebody, and you know, not that we want to make fun of people, but we would look at somebody and just based on what they were doing, you would say, watch, let's see in 2 weeks if that guy is still here, working out the way he was working out and doing the things that he was doing.
And they're not. And then what starts to happen is, because when the going gets tough, they had absolutely no reason for doing what they were doing. They were just like, oh, you know what, I don't need this.
And you know what's one of the telltale signs of that? Is how many times people, when you go to the gym, you see, and this happens all the time. I see this, like 99% of any gym that you go into, where you see a guy comes in, he's doing his workout for like 5 minutes, and then he sees somebody that he knows, and then he just walks across, and he starts talking to them. Before you know it, the gym ends up being, for most people, like a social club. They did one set of something, random something. Now they're talking for 10 minutes with somebody. Then they'll do a second set of something else. Then they'll go speak to this girl or this guy for a couple of minutes. And I've gone to the gym and I've been there for let's say my workout at the time when I was heavier, when I was building up more and I would spend maybe an hour at the gym. And for an hour, I would see some guys, and you could count on it every week like clockwork. You could see them spend maybe 45 minutes talking, 30 minutes talking, and maybe 15, 20 minutes working out. And then they finish up with their friend, do one last set, clap their hands, and say, man, that was a hell of a workout. Let me go jump on the cardio machine for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to walk out the gym. So it's right on what you said, which is when you see somebody doing that, you know for a fact that they don't have any purpose as to why they're there.
Right.
They have none.
And they never reach, you know, their objective. You know, it's like, you know, when I go to the gym, you know, I have my reason why I go. So when I go there, for me, it's showtime. And you got some people that probably look at me like I'm a piece of shit, and part of my language, guys. And I want you to understand the severity of what, you know, what's happening here.
Yeah, you so, get that for using that language.
when I go to the gym, my workouts, you know, lifting the weights is between 25 and 30 minutes long. And normally, you know, if I'm lifting weights, you know, I'll pick like a body, you know, two body parts, and I work it, you know, through in that time. Now, some people are probably listening to this like, wow, this guy does that workout in 25, half an hour. Because I barely take any rest period whatsoever. So I'm working at the full extent of my capacity for that time frame. I don't have time to talk to anybody. As a matter of fact, I don't even want you to come talk to me. I might bite your face off because I'm not really interested in you talking to me. If you say hi to me, I'm going to say hi back to you. Because, you know, that's just the way I am. If you say hi, I say hi, you know, but that's to the extent of that because I got a job that I have to do. And the job is for me, you know, to chisel out the body, you know, to be in great shape, you know, to reach the goals and objectives that I have. Now, I don't say you have to be that way. What I'm just trying to say is that I have a purpose to why I'm there. This is when I go train, when I'm boxing, when I'm doing martial arts. I don't have time to talk to you and be your friend at that particular time because I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
And you have to develop that. And that goes for anything. You know, when we're doing what we're doing, if we're doing it for purpose, and it gets done. That's why it's very important what Nick was talking about, guys. And we've spoken about this, I think, twice already. And I think people, hopefully they're starting to get the message. You know, if you get the mentals right, everything else is going to fall into place. Because what happens, guys, and understand this, if you don't believe this, okay, you, matter of fact, run a search on Navy SEALs. I'm a big Navy SEAL guy. And, you know, I like to read all the stuff I can and watch things because you learn a lot from these guys. But you'll see when these guys are going through their training for guys that want to become Navy SEALs, and they get into that part where they're going through Hell Week, the guys that don't want it bad enough, the guys that don't have the goals, they don't make it. Because when the rubber hits the road and it gets real, and you don't have a reason for you being there, you're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's sad, what's really sad is that there's a lot of people that really need to get healthy. I mean, if you take a look at the surveys and you take a look at our country, I mean, there are a lot of people that have all kinds of diseases, and as the years go by, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Now, okay, science has come out with these treatments and all this stuff, but that does not, it's not, what it does is just, it's kind of just prolonging. It's not fixing. You know, don't make that mistake, guys, and thinking, oh, well, you know, they got this new pill. That pill is not curing anything. What it's doing is it's keeping you on this earth longer, but what you don't realize is that you're living a life of almost no potential. You're not living.
A lot of people don't think about that. That's a good. That's
I thought you was giving my applause, man. I really felt that one.
No, you get this one.
Oh, okay.
That was money right there.
All right,
people can cash that. They can cash that.
Was it Pete Bucks?
They give that Pete Bucks right there. But no, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, and it's true. You know, one of the things though is you talked about the SEALs. You talked about the Hell Week. You said you're out of there when you don't have a why. But we're talking about a much bigger platform. We're talking about a much bigger game, and we're talking about the game of life. You don't have to. You don't have to worry. It's not as devastating or as. It's like for example, the Navy SEALs. It's that one week where it's like, oh, you know, balls to the wall, and you're out or you're in. It's not that nerve wracking, is what I'm kind of looking for. you know, your life is a bigger game than that, and you have more leeway than that. But at the same time, I believe if you apply that type of mentality, you may never be as mentally tough as a SEAL or as a fighter or as somebody who's highly disciplined in whatever they do. But if you can just work at becoming disciplined enough to get the result that you need, that's all you need. You don't got to be an all-star to get into the game. Any sport game you play, like I said, I love basketball. You don't got to be a star to play the game. To be a starter, you just got to be good enough to get onto the court. You just got to be good enough, and your discipline's just got to be enough. And as long as it's enough, you'll get the result. I mean, there's how many guys in the NBA make millions, and they're not all-stars, and they're not somebody that you will remember 20 years from now, but they're good enough to support the team. They're good enough to get the job done and get what they need to get done to allow themselves to have that role. Well, right. In the game of life, you need to be good enough. You need to be great enough so that you can allow yourself the right amount of time that you need so that you can enjoy it with your family, so that you can do things with your family. Because, you know, the hope, like you said, one of the things I wanted to touch on real quick is when you were given the examples earlier, and I'm not sure if anybody noticed this, but they got to realize that every time you spoke about the questions that they should be asking themselves, if you really think about it, how interesting is it that all those questions are based on feeling? It's not, I just want to have six-pack abs, I want to have a nice chest and nice arms. It was, how do you feel about that? How do you feel with your family, with your kids? What kind of self-respect do you have when you can take off your shirt and you can feel fantastic about how you look and how it's making you feel? It all boils down to you're doing this thing because of what feeling you're going to get from it. And I think when you tie into the feeling, when you tie it to the, those are the reasons. That goes back to going beyond why. It's tying into the feeling. So many of us, we're creating goals and ideas and methodologies and philosophies and all this stuff, but it's all heady. It's all in our head. We're using our intellect way too much, and we're using less and less of our heart and less of our feelings. And those are the things that move people to get things done. I mean, if you think about anybody who's fallen in love at one point in their life. When you fall in love with somebody, it's like your heart was pulling you to this person. You didn't sit down and the reason you got married is because you sat down and said, well, you know, my wife has this, you know, maybe because she has, you know, pretty feet and she's only 5 foot something and she has the right hair color and the right hair type. And you didn't logically put her together in your head and say, this is why I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life. It was because that feeling that you got from the relationship, from her, that you felt, all those things that were just like your heart just pulling you, saying, this is what I got to do. And you'll notice when you listen to your heart more often than not, it's almost never wrong. As a matter of fact, it's never wrong. It always leads you in the right direction, but we've gotten so into our head that we've gotten away from these emotions. So how many people you see now, they're kind of like zombified in a lot of ways. You see a lot of indifference in people. You ask somebody who's 20, 30 pounds overweight, and they're like, that's just 20 pounds. It's just 30 pounds. It's just 70 pounds. You know, they have a real high level of indifference. And that's becoming more prevalent as time goes on. The higher the level of indifference, the worse it's going to be for everyone, right? Because of the fact that it's just, there's no movement. There's no action being taken. There's no passion behind the results that they want so that they can get these things that you spoke about, right? But without getting so philosophical, I think that we can also make this fun, because for a lot of people it's like, man, it seems like it's all this stuff is so deep and it just doesn't seem like fun. Well, we have to remember that the mentals is all a part of the fundamentals. Fundamentals is how we get started in anything that we do. It's got to be there. Those fundamentals got to be there. But more importantly, in the word fundamentals is also the word fun. Just because we're talking about things that can, you know, be seen as serious, because we're talking about things that can be life-changing, doesn't mean it can't be fun. Doesn't mean you can't have a total blast along the way while losing weight, while getting in shape, while enjoying it with others. It's just how you set it up, how you set up the fun, right? You and I could be working out individually and still hit our goals. For the most part, what, 80% of the time you and I work out together. Not just because we're business partners, but as friends, we also motivate each other. Plus, we have, you know, we crack up like all the time when we're working out. Half the time I'm making fun of you, you're making fun of me. We're challenging each other as far as what we can do, how long we can do it, how much we can lift, how long we can lift it. And you get that camaraderie And that's what also, you know, gets you the results. And people can go out there and do the same thing. That not enough people work out with other people or create this, you know, this accountability with other people and just go do things together to make the fundamentals just a fun part of your life.
Right.
I know that's what you're big on fun. I mean, a lot of times people say I'm way more serious than you are, and you're real good at being the kind of light person, being the person that kind of brings the fun to either a party or the fun to any exercise. How do you do that? How does somebody say, okay, we heard what they talked about tonight, and it was like, wow, so they covered all these different things. How do we, number one, implement some of these things tonight or today? And how do we make it fun? What are your ideas on that?
Well, listen. If we're gonna talk about making it fun, then you need to do something that you're gonna enjoy doing. For instance, you know, we're talking about losing weight. So, what are some of the things that you like to do? You know, for that's one of the reasons why I like to box, because I have fun boxing. You know, I like to challenge myself in the ring, sparring with other people. I like the workouts. I find them fun. I like lifting weights because I enjoy doing it. So figure out what you enjoy doing. If there's a, for instance, if you, okay, I'll give you one even better. If you like to play basketball, here's what you do. So what you do is you find out, you know, what are some of the workout routines that some of your favorite athletes, they like to do. So, okay, so let's say you find out Kobe Bryant, he does, you know, I'm not even going to get into all the technicalities, but he does such and such workout routine. Now, obviously, you're not going to do what Kobe Bryant does. Not yet. But you can find out some of the workouts, you know, some of the exercises that he does, or even the routines, and then just kind of cater it to yourself. So, for instance, if Kobe does, you know, 50 squats with, you know, 225 pounds, well, then maybe you can go and do 10 squats with 50 pounds to start with. You understand? But now you know that the exercise that you're doing is catering to something that you like to do. So now what's going to happen is you're going to follow this routine for a couple weeks, and you're going to notice that your basketball game is going to improve. You're going to have fun while doing that. You understand? So that's one of the ways you can do it. That's kind of if you're into the MMA thing, you like MMA, then you know, find out what some of these guys do. These guys do a lot of running, a lot of push-ups, a lot of calisthenics. Well then, you know, you go to a school, you start to learn, you know, the techniques, and then you start to do all the workout. Next thing you know, when you see yourself improve, you know, you see yourself moving better, you're fighting better, you know, you got all the stamina, you're like, holy smokes, this wasn't all that tough. I'm liking this. I like doing this. And that's how you can make, you know, that's how you can make it fun for yourself. Are you not entertained?
Yes, I agree, and I didn't realize, wow, we're running out of time. Look at that. Time just flies, man. We're just getting cooking. Just getting cooking. But one of the things that I talk about a lot is exactly what you just said, which is fun, because you don't want to take yourself too seriously. I try not to, you know, and life is no fun when you're taking yourself, you know, extraordinarily serious, unless you're a professional athlete and, you know, at times it's serious business. You got to get serious. But, I mean, most of us are not professional athletes. It's not like we're Pacquiao versus Bradley and now training camp because you're about to go get punched in the face 1,000 times. That's pretty serious. You probably don't want to joke around too much when you're training.
Good fight, but by the way.
It was. And Pacquiao jacked him up. But it just shows him he was more serious in his training.
Well, but, I mean, we can't say that. You know, I mean, I'm sure that Bradley was as serious could be.
He got out punched. That's for sure. And that comes down to training. No, but you gotta have fun, and you gotta make it playful. And one of the easiest steps, I believe, is the thing that we spoke about. I think it was last week, which is what we don't see anymore: is anybody playing, just playing. I mean, you go outside and you just don't see anybody playing anymore. You can become. Remember Bo Jackson? Bo knows this. Bo knows that from the 80s, 90s.
He knew everything.
He admitted. After his career was pretty much done, they used to do documentaries with him. They used to do interviews with him. He had a gym in his basement that was just like out of this world. He had everything at the time that was the best of the best, and his gym was humongous. His basement was humongous, so his gym was humongous. And he said, "I never used any of it. I did that. I bought those things because everybody thought I was a workaholic. So I needed to keep that image up, so I had all this stuff out there. When in reality, when they asked him, so then how did you become such a phenomenal shape? He said, all I did was play the sports that I love since I was a kid, and I never stopped. Every day I played while other people were taking off and relaxing. I played. When the seasons were over and most people were having fun partying and drinking, I still played the sport. Why? Because it was something that I loved to do all the time, which is why when you do something that you love, you have more fun with it, you can potentially become better at it, become more successful at it, because it's something you would do for free. So he played baseball, he played football, he played these sports year-round, 24/7 at a high level, and he did it since he was a kid. If all you did out there was play your sport of choice, basketball, baseball, football, boxing, MMA, whatever it is, volleyball, but you did it all the time.
Handball.
Handball. I know you're a big handball person. I personally.
It's a sport.
Is it? I don't really consider that a sport.
It's one of the best sports in the world, man.
It's probably because I suck at it, so, you know. But when we talk about basketball now, talk about basketball, we talk about something serious. I think that's what everybody's thinking about when I just said that. But no, but seriously, you got to get out there, you got to go play, you got to have fun. So the moral of the story, to kind of wrap this whole idea up and summarize it, is understand that the fundamentals of health and fitness start with the mentals. But along the way, it doesn't mean you can't have fun. You got to tie in the fun with the fundamentals so that your mentals will be even stronger and better as you get along. And for those people who are saying out there, man, I know the show might be ending for today, but all these guys talk about, they don't go into specifics. They probably don't know what they're talking about. You know what? We're going to start going into more specifics as the week goes on. And but you know what? This is foundational. You can't go to level two without doing level one. You can't do calculus without first mastering algebra. You can't start worrying about what you're going to eat it and how to work out when you don't even got a goal set that's going to move you. So with that being said, it's about that time. Any wrap-up thoughts there, Pete?
Well, I think that, you know, for people that want to kind of get to the meat and potatoes of, you know, kind of, you know, what you're talking about, you know, the bottom line is that if you don't get, you know, if you don't get your mind right, you don't get your goals right, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. Because, you know, I think that people think that the real work is getting to where they want to get to. And they don't realize that the real work begins once you get there, holding on to it and keeping it. Because what's the value of you going out there and making $1 million? And then once you make that $1 million, you just blow it all away and then you go broke. The trick comes in to develop the skills necessary to be able to maintain the goal once it's been achieved. And that starts with goal setting. Give me a cut. Make it rain.
Look at that. They went crazy on that. My final thought. I lost it. I lost the final thought. No, but the final thought is you just gotta remember this one last piece. Here it is. I just remembered it. It's all won or lost here in your mind. Make sure that your mind is right. Your game is tight. And how does it end, Pete?
You go to war.
And you go. You're ready for war. All right, guys. This was fun. This is another episode of Healthy Hangout. We look forward to seeing you at the next Healthy Hangout. You can always catch us at our YouTube video, Scratch Health. Catch us on Facebook. And, of course, you can always check us out at scratchhealth.com. So we'll see you guys at the next Healthy Hangout.
All right, guys.